Chapter 6. The rats, Sneezeworth and Louseworth, were merely two common low-ranked rapscallions in the First Blade's great army. The pair scrabbled for position on a clump of boulders at the rear of massed hordes of vermin warriors who had all gathered to witness the throwing of the sword ceremony. They jostled and pushed, trying to catch a glimpse of what was going on in the stone circle where the duel had taken place. High-ranking officers, called rap marks, occupied the immediate edge of the ring, as was their right. The ordinary rank and file struggled, standing tip-poed to get a view of the proceedings. Sneezeworth hauled himself up on Louseworth's back, and the dull, stolid Louseworth staggered forward under the added weight, muttering,
What's going on down there, mate?
Sneezeworth flicked his companion's ear with a grimy claw.
Straighten up, Jellyback. I can't see much from here. Hang on. I think old First Blade's going to say something.
Louseworth flinched as his ear was flicked harder.
Ouch! Stop here! It's me wounded here!
Staggering farther forward, he bumped into a big, fat, nasty-looking weasel who turned on them with a snarl.
Hey! If you two boggle tops don't stop banging into me and shouting like that, you'll have more than wounded ears to worry about. I'll stuff your tails up your snotty noses and rip them off, so back off and shut your gobs.
Damag's voice rang harsh and clear across the savage crowd of vermin gathered on the shore.
The spirit of my father, the great Gormad Tun, appeared to me in my dreams. He said that the sword will fall landside up and seasons of glory will reward all who follow Damag Warfang. Plunder, slaves, land and wealth for even the lowest poor soldier of the mighty army of rapscallions. I, your First Blade, pass the words of my beloved father unto you, my loyal comrades.
Sneezeworth could not resist a snigger as a thought occurred to him.
Beloved father, they couldn't stand the sight of each other. Damag will be in trouble if the sword lands wavy side up after shooting his mouth off like that, I tell you, mate.
The big weasel turned round, testing the tip of a rusty iron hook.
Damag won't be in half the trouble you'll be in if you don't put a stopper on that blathering jaw of yourn, snipe nose.
He turned back in time to see the sword rise above the crowd. There was a vast silence, followed by a rousing cheer.
Lands up! Lands up!
Louseworth thrust the stained claw into his wounded ear and wiggled it.
Stand up? What's that supposed to mean?